it been going?
Good. Just working late. Hadn't been going anywhere or nothing. I was off. I took a vacation day Wednesday. So I was off Tuesday and Wednesday. I've got some work I'm doing my tractor. You know, I got in that tractor here about 2 years ago, and the battery encasement, there's a bunch of framework that holds that battery in. It was all rotted out because I guess that battery is moving a little bit of acid around. I'm not sure, but everything pertaining to that battery was rusted out pretty bad. It was just out and out rotted, and so I bought all that stuff about a year and a half ago, and just now decided the last couple of days I thought I'd work on it, so I've been working on my tractor.
Like I always say, better late than never.
The thing that was surprising is that battery, which has never given me a minute's trouble. I put that battery back in 2007. That thing is still going strong. That's the longest lasting battery I've ever owned.
What make is it?
John Deere. I don't know who makes their batteries, but it's got John Deere's name on it. I think I'm going to go ahead and replace it, though. I'm going to try to get a gel pack or either maintenance free. This has got the caps on it. And I really would like a gel pack. That way I hopefully would prevent all this from happening. Of course, that tractor's in 2003. I never have done any maintenance except for the front axle. I had to have it rebuilt one time. I run it out of oil without knowing it. And then I had a power steering assist cylinder. Had to have it repaired. That tractor's been a good one. I use it. I use it on a weekly basis.
And that battery up and going. If I'm not mistaken, Johnson & Johnson make John Deere batteries. I know at one time they did, and they made them over in Oconee, over in South Union.
Good one. That's rare. Come across a battery like that. I ain't had any other batteries last that long. Man, that's a good long time. That's, what, 12 years or 13 years?
A million.
They're a little swollen on it. I mean, it's still not giving any trouble, but I'm thinking of going ahead and replacing it. Just to be on the safe side. Now that I've fooled with it, I probably would have trouble with it banging that thing around. But anyhow, so that's what I've done the last couple of days, working on the tractor. I've got to get a couple style wire brushes for a drill because it's run down on the frame. I'm going to have to take care of that. And I got one of my transmission cooler lines. But I think I can wire wheel it, paint it, and I'll be fine. I don't want to have to replace that right now anyway.
That'd probably be a little costly. Now, I ain't done nothing the last 2 days except try and dry out.
Understand that, it was a little chilly yesterday. It's just going to warm up a little bit. I've got my tractor underneath the cardboard. I was able to stay dry.
You're up like 74 today.
Rain isn't supposed to stop this morning.
It just starts slacking up, moving on out of here.
Still working at the house?
They talking maybe June 18th. They not sure yet. Gonna have to do something because they gonna have to start getting stickers, parking stickers, and passes and everything else ready for students coming in and the employees for a year and so forth and so on like that. Shutting down again because they can't get their wiring harnesses out of Mexico.
What's going on down there?
Kind of quarantine from the virus and stuff, so I'm not sure.
Now, I figured they'd be out of that by now, but I had looked at the numbers and I hadn't been following that like I was.
The news every now and then, but I don't follow it. I look at this place. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it regardless of what I try and do. So I'm just, you know, I just put it to the Lord's hand, and if he wants me to have it, I'll get it. Wrong with me except being cranky and old.
Oh, you took this morning. You're in good shape then, ain't you?
I reckon I am. I know I'm going to be sore, though. I tried to step up into a raised flower bed. It's about 3 foot. And what I used to use is a semi-brace myself so I could take my legs, push myself up. It gave way. And I fell back. That concrete sort of hurt.
Hard that you hit it.
I'll be stove up, so I'll go home, take me some time and all, drink me a pot of coffee, and I'll be all right.
It fixes about everything, don't it?
It makes it feel better. I can remember as a kid, I'd have a toothache, and I'd pour me a big cup of hot coffee, and I'd put it up against my face, and let that warmth from the coffee cup soak into that sore tooth. I've done that more times than one.
That felt good.
I saw a kayak the other day in the back of a truck. I think it's like yours. It had a seat and a flat bottom and looked like it had a built-in keel in the back.
Mine's set up to do something similar to that, but you'd have to do some modifications to it. That keel's probably pretty good if you're on some flat water. But I've been running them rivers, and it's got a little bit of moving water. I enjoy my kayak like it is. I had a tandem, and it was a sea kayak, so it was long, it's real long, and it was narrow. You want to talk about being able to flip one, but it had a rudder system on it, too.
It was made in the boat. It was I'd want to say square looking, and it definitely, you know, you would call it a keel.
Deal. Somebody headed to the water.
I probably got about another 35, 40 minutes.
Done the apartments yet?
an hour and a half ago. They under lockdown. I can't go in there. I just put their room numbers on paper and I put it by the office door.
It's easier on you, don't it?
30 minutes.
Any more about doing away with the regular paper? Going full electronic?
And the buzz lately, I know they're trying to do away with all the Anderson Independent customers over in Georgia. I think they're trying to shut the Anderson paper completely down. That way they have a monopoly. You either get the Greenville or you don't get nothing. That oversees the Anderson, which contracted under, is taking over running the Greenville distribution now, so it's going to be interesting.
It will be. I guess time will be the teller. Well, I'm coming up to destination here, Ed. I hope you have a good one. Finish out the rest of your morning well. You don't flip off no more into no raised beds or nothing. And I hope you enjoy your coffee and get some rest. Hopefully, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a good one, my friend. Take care and tell Easton I said hello. And like I said, hopefully I'll talk to you tomorrow, KK4NXZ.
I'll be able to. I'm hoping anyway. But I'll try and make it a point to at least come in and say good morning. So I'm glad you made it in safe. Have a good one, and catch you on down the log. KM4NAP clear.